Welcome to Magnificent Life Daily Devotion. Our today's topic says, The Heart of Righteousness. Part 2. Our Bible verse of the day is from Galatians 5 verse 24, which says, Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. As believers, we must remain steadfast in our obedience to the Word of God. Righteousness is not just an act or a state of being, but a way of life. It's a continuous journey that requires diligence and perseverance. We must be mindful not to let the enemy derail us from our path toward salvation. I pray for you today that you will not fall into the enemy's trap in Jesus' name. Amen. The devil seeks to distract us with various temptations and trials, causing us to lose sight of who we are in Christ. However, if we remain rooted in God's Word and obedient to His commands, we can overcome every obstacle that comes our way. Remember, living a life of righteousness is not easy, but it is possible. It requires us to stay true to God's Word and seek Him fervently through prayer and worship. Righteousness is a life after the order of Jesus. It means slaying the flesh and crucifying our desires. It means choosing obedience over rebellion, love over hate, humility over pride, and selflessness over selfishness. Romans 6 verse 6 says, We know that our old self was crucified with Him so that the body of sin might be rendered powerless, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. In Galatians 5 verse 24, we read that those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. This means that we need to die to our old nature daily to walk in the newness of life that Christ has given us. As Christians, we are called to a higher standard of living. We must deny ourselves, take up our cross daily, and follow Jesus wherever He leads us. This way of life is not easy, but it is the only path leading to true righteousness. One of the key components of living in this manner is showing love to our neighbors and sharing their burdens. Remember, true righteousness is not just about following a set of rules or checking off a list of good deeds, Luke 18 verse 11. In Matthew 22 verse 39, Jesus tells us that the second greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. This means treating others with kindness and compassion, even when inconvenient or uncomfortable for us. When we take on the burden of someone else's pain or suffering, we reflect God's love and mercy toward them. True righteousness also requires us to be meek and have a healthy fear of God in us. Amen. As we close today's daily devotion podcast from Magnificent Life Ministry, I want you to remember Philippians 1 verse 11, which says, Filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Amen. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for your steadfast love and patience with me. I pray that you continue to give me strength in my weakness. Psalm 34 verse 15, May the Lord hear your prayer and help you to see the good in the land of living in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotion from Magnificent Life Ministries. We are immensely grateful for your time spent listening to today's daily devotion. May this moment bring you blessing, peace, and joy in Jesus' name. Amen.